This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله الله أكبر الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله اللهم لك الحمد في الأولى والآخرة الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله ولله الحمد. إن نعمة الهداية من أعظم نعم الله على عباده. One of the greatest blessings and bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed His ummah with is the blessings of guidance. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. They said, all praise to Allah, the one who guided us to this, we would have not been guided if He did not guided us. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. يعني أعظم نعمة هي نعمة الهداية. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, today I complete your religion and I fulfilled my bounty upon you, my favor upon you. ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا يمنون عليك أن أسلموا قل لا تمنوا علي إسلامكم بل الله يمن عليكم أن هداكم للإيمان إن كنتم صادقين. They show favor to you, Muhammad, that they become Muslim. No, the favor belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He guided you to Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that the people in Jannah, they will say, as I said earlier, when they gather, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا. We all praise you to Allah, the one who guided us to this. Al-Bukhari and Muslim reported in his Sahih that in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in the day of Al-Khandaq, in the day of the battle of Al-Khandaq, as Al-Bara ibn Azib said, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam transferring the dirt and the rocks when they were digging the trench, and he said, حتى وار التراب شعر صدره وكان رجلا كثير الشعر. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, his chest was not covered, and he said, and he has a very thick and a lot of hair in his chest, صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said it was completely covered with dust. Was completely covered with dust from the sand and the rocks that he was carrying, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, moving from one place to another when they were digging the trench. And while he's doing this, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, carrying the things from the trench, he was saying, "Allahumma laula anta mahtadayna," and he will repeat what Abdullah ibn Rawah is saying, and will be kind of, you know, repeating these lines of poetry, and in it, اللهم لولا أنت ما اهتدينا ولا تصدقنا ولا صلينا فأنزلا سكينة علينا وثبت الأقدام إن لاقينا إن الأعداء قد بغوا علينا إذا أرادوا فتنة أبينا. He said that, Allah, it wasn't for you, we would not been guided and would not been able to or know how to donate or to give charity, nor how to pray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance on us or for us are two types. The number one that is known as Hidayatul Balagh, Hidayatul Irshad, Hidayatul Bayan, which is Allah guide us in a sense, He explained to us, He informed us, He educates us subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ had. For each nation there is a had, there is a guide. And in Surah Al-Ra'd, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Shura about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. You guide people to the straight path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا عَلَىٰ رَسُولِنَا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. That the role of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to explain, is to inform, is to educate. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من حمر النعم. If you were able to guide someone, in a sense, to invite some, to educate someone, to inform someone about the religion, and that person will accept the truth, it is better than whatever wealth that is exist in this world. The other type of guidance that we see in the Quran and Sunnah, the guidance in a sense when Allah guide you in a sense that He opens your heart to accept the truth. So just not informing you, knowing the information is one level. Accepting it, letting it sink inside your heart, adopting it, practicing it, you know, believing in it, it's a completely different level. How many people they heard the Prophet ﷺ's message? Many. They are equal when it comes to the first hidayah. You know, Nabi ﷺ delivered the message to Abu Bakr the same way he delivered to Abu Lahab. But that person, Allah opened his heart, and that person, his heart didn't open for the hidayah. That hidayah, that type of guidance, we call it hidayatul tawfiq. Hidayatul haq, al-i'anati ala al-haq, wa inshirah al-sadr. This is the hidayah of, you know, the guidance that leads to success, the guidance that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Versus the first one, it is done by the messengers, by the scholars, by the du'at. But the second one is only in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who opened the hearts. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You heard me earlier saying what Allah said, Ya Muhammad, you guide people to the straight path. But here Allah saying, Ya Muhammad, you don't guide whomever you love. Yani you don't open their hearts. It's not, you don't control their hearts. You don't control their belief. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. Allah guides whomever He wishes, and Allah knows the people who are guided and deserve guidance. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا. If we wish, we will make every single person a believer. Guided every person. Open their heart to accept Islam. So this type of guidance, the second one, it's the thing that we all enjoy today as Muslims. And we all wish for other people to have. We all enjoy it when we do good. And we wish that those who know about good deeds, that Allah open their heart to do it as well. Because it's not the lack of knowledge, it's the lack of determination, the lack of will, the lack of commitment. Otherwise, many people know the same information that you might have or know. But not everybody responds in the same way. So anytime you find yourself that you get to know something, then Allah open your heart for you, open your heart to do it. That's the great thing. I give khutbah once here in the masjid a few years back, and maybe a decade ago. And somebody came to me and said, Sheikh, I just wanted to know that this khutbah inspired me. And I decided to sponsor a student of knowledge. And this year I sponsored somebody in overseas, in Jordan, and he said he finished his PhD this year. I got him sponsored from the college all the way until he finished his PhD. And I'm willing to take a second one now. You don't know. Many people listened and heard the khutbah, but not many people did what this man did. So here we say that the issue of opening the heart to commit, to practice, is not something that, you know, in the hand of the speaker. It's in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Allahumma ya man qallib al-qulub al-absar, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that these hearts in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He guided it to whatever direction he wants. Ya ibadi kullukum dallum illa man hadaytu, fastahduni ahdikum. My servant, you all misguided except those who I guided. So ask for my guidance and I will provide it for you. 17 times a day at least, in a regular day, not a Friday 15 times, but in the weekdays, basically, on average, we do 17 times, except on Friday, 15 times, we say, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, at least. Ya Allah, guide us to the straight path in Surah Al-Fatiha. يعني, because the straight path, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so big, so huge. Yes, He guided you by telling you, making you able to know the information. But there is something beyond knowing, which is committing, which is the commitment, which is the practice, which is the love, which is the faith that you have inside your heart. That's why one of the means and one of the reasons and one of the most important means to receive this guidance from Allah is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Do what the Prophet ﷺ used to say every day in Sahih Muslim. كان يقول اللهم إني أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. Ya Allah, I ask you guidance. I ask you taqwa. I ask you al-afaf, to be satisfied, to be protected, and الغنى, to be self-sufficient. And the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Ali ibn Abi Talib, say, اللهم اهدني وسددني وَذْكُرْ بِالْهُدَى هِدَايَتَكَ الطَّرِيقَ وَالسَّدَادَ سَدَادَ السَّهْرِ. يعني, Ya Allah, guide me and show me the right way and guide me to it. Make me commit to it. Make me able to achieve it. النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم used to pray for his companions, and you pray for your children, for yourself, and for your family member, for your children, for your spouse, for your parents, and for your friends, for your fellow Muslims and neighbors and so forth. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, Ya Allah, guide those. He said, صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, في حديث جرير بن عبد الله, when he complained to the Prophet ﷺ about how he could have a hard time riding horses, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم put his hand on Jarir's chest. ضرب بيده على صدري. He did like this. And he said, اللهم ثبت. Ya Allah, make him saddle well. Ride well. That's it? No. Then he said, واجعله هاديا مهديا. Ya Allah, make him what? Guided, and a person who will guide others. Among the things that means that will make you receive this guidance from Allah, you honor Al-Quran with Sunnah. You honor what Allah said and what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Believe me, those who, when you tell them, قال الله, قال رسول الله, they honor it, they see it as something valuable. Those people, Allah guide them. Those people, Allah keep them on the straight path. But those, when they hear the Quran and Sunnah, oh, they start making question mark, doubts, you know, I'm not sure. Those people don't succeed. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُعَظُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا. If they practice what they've been ordered to do, that would be the reason for them to stay in the straight path. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. Reciting the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ. Al-Quran guide to the straight path. Al-Quran, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءُ وَرَحْمَةُ. It's a healing and a mercy for the believing men and women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيَرَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَالْحَقِّ the people of knowledge realize what Allah sent down is the truth. وَيَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. And it guide to the sirat of Al-Aziz Al-Hamid, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the things that also the means is following the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Allah said, وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا في سورة النور. If you follow him, you will be guided. And you read the stories of the Prophet ﷺ, the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's, which is known as a seerah, and the seerah, the lifestyle for his companions as well. One of the means for you to stay in the straight path. Also, make sure that you surround yourself with good people. حيران له أصحاب يدعونه إلى الهدى ائتنا. That's the way that he has a companions, they asking him to come to the straight path. He's confused, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, but his good friends inviting him to come to the straight path. قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى. إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى. The story of the people of the cave shows you how important this group of young men, because they were together, they were able to maintain the hidayah, even though their whole entire community or whole entire society was not on the straight path. It is important for you to know that one of the means to receive this guidance, to receive that gift from Allah, it will be the result of a struggle, self-struggle. You know, self-disciplined. It's not easy to do that. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Those who struggle in our sake. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. We will guide them. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide them. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابُ. Allah guide to him those who always goes back to him. Those who always commit themselves to repentance. And that's one of the ways, at-tawbah ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and always repenting to Allah from your sins, it will guarantee for you to receive that hidayah, and will guarantee for you to continue this way. Increase your good deeds. As Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, فَإِنَّ أَعْمَالَ الْبِرِّ تُثْمِرُ الْهُدَى. The good deeds, the fruit of the good deeds is for you to be guided person. And the fruit of sins is to be misguided person. The more you do good deeds, the more you save this guidance. The more you be a guided person. تذكر الآخرة. Remember the آخرة. One of the means for you to achieve or to have this guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who always think about the آخرة. Those who when they pray in the night, they remember the hellfire in paradise. Those who when they go to sleep, they think about what is, you know, the resurrection going to be. Those who when they wake up in the morning, they think about the آخرة. من أصبح والآخرة أكبر همي. The آخرة is their main concern. These are the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. Connect your heart with Allah if you want this guidance. Ask yourself how much your heart is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just ask yourself how much you think about him. And look at how much your heart is attached to him, attached to his, to the mentioning of Allah, to the book of Allah. Today somebody shared with me something very profound. Asking me a question, said, Sheikh, when you die, Al-Qur'an will precede you to your grave. Will precede you to your grave. That's right. Will be ahead of you. They're waiting for you in your grave. Whatever memorizations, surah you memorize, whatever surah that you recite, so forth. Your cell phone, just one example of materialistic things that you live surrounding yourself with. Doesn't apply to you, Shah. But your cell phone, okay, your cell phone is one of the first things will be taken away from you when you die. Will never go with you anywhere. But compare which one that you are attached to more. Compare which one of the two that you read more, that you care for more. Your mushaf or your cell phone. When the heart is attached with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hidayah will be granted. But if your heart is not attached to Allah, that's nothing to guarantee you that this hidayah will remain with you. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبَهِ وَمَنْ يَعْتَصِم بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ سَيَذَّكَّر مَنْ يَخْشَى. كلها من أعمال القلوب. وَمَا يَتَذَكَّر إِلَّا مَنْ يُنِيب. Allah connect all these great things that can happen to you as a result of guidance based on how much your heart is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِهِ. The holding into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسَيُدْخِلُهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلٍ وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَيْهِ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His names and attributes to guide all of us and to make us some of those who guided. أَقُولُ مَا سَمَيْتُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. الله أكبر والله الحمد لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. I mentioned takbir just to remind all of us that these days should be filled with takbir, filled with dhikr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because one of the things that the Prophet ﷺ encouraged us to do in these 10 days. One of the great things that we enjoy and celebrate is hidayatullah, the guidance of Allah to us. Make sure that you remember that also al-hidayah can be blocked from you, can be stripped away from you, can be taken away from you. And one of the main reasons for this to happen, when the person turns his heart away from Allah and His book and His deen. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ كَلَّا بَرَّانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ وَنُقَلِّبُ أَفْئِدَتَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, صَرَفَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. And all these verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to us and telling us, بَلْ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَأَعْقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يَلْقَوْنَ بِمَا أَخْلَفُ اللَّهَ مَا وَعَدُوهُ وَبِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. All these verses saying that Allah sealed their hearts, strip away their iman, block them away from the hidayah as a result of their actions, as a result of their hypocrisy, as a result of their denial, as a result of their sins. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah do not guide the fasiqeen, those who insist in the haram, insist in the in doing the sins. كَذَلِكَ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا أَنَّهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Those who insist in fisq, those who insist on not following the rules of Allah, they will not be among the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Surah Yunus. No doubt one of the main reasons also surrounding yourself with bad company, listening to them, being inspired by them, those their hearts always inspired and look up to and take them as a role models in all sense of that word, to the people who are disbelievers or people who are, you know, immoral in their actions and in their deeds, not people of guidance, not people of morality, not people of good character. If that's the type of people that you're attached to and you're so obsessed with, and that's the one that you follow and you like in your Twitter and your social media, in your life, these are your role model life, and none of the righteous, none of the guided people, and when that come to the righteous, oh, they're boring, they're this. You know what? That's a sign that this heart is attached only to what is materialistic, attached only to what is, you know, from the dunya. That's very dangerous. That heart is a heart in a danger route, because that route not necessarily to guarantee salvations. وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ لَإِنْ جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ لَيَكُونُنَّ أَهْدَى مِنْ إِحْدَى الْأُمَمِ فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ مَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا. When the reminder come to them, they went way more they became more astray. He got deeper into the kufr. Why? Istikbaran fil ard wa makr as-sayyi' wa la yahiq al-makr as-sayyi' illa bi ahlihi. It's because of arrogance, because these hearts are so attached to what is haram. These hearts are so filled with doubts and so filled with ignorance. And these bodies never prayed. Their wealth never was given into the right cause. قَالُوا مَا سَلَقَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. What led you to the hellfire? In Surah Al-Muddathir. قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُمْ نُطْعِمُ الْمُسْكِينَ وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ حَتَّى أَتَانَا الْيَقِينَ فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ فَمَا لَهُمْ عَنِ التَّذْكِرَةِ مُعْرِضِينَ. Also, those who always say, oh, I will do it later, you know, I will do this later, you know, procrastinations and thinking that they will live for a very long life and they will can't change. Those people, usually death attack them when the least they expecting it. Allah end their life when they do not even expect it to end so soon. Those people who think that they can repent in the end of their lives, I wish everybody Allah guide them to repentance before they die. But that's nothing to guarantee you. We know hundreds of people who did so much evil in their life and they died upon that. Also, I will end with this. So, there's so many points to be shared about what things can block us from the hidayah. And no doubt one of it, ittiba'ul hawa, that you just want to fulfill your desires. You're not willing to give up. Have you heard of a man? His name is Al-A'sha. Al-A'sha is a very famous poet during the Prophet ﷺ time. His poetry is just so powerful, so famous, so good. And the Kuffar Quraysh said, if Al-A'sha become a Muslim, the message of Muhammad will spread all over the world, all over Arabia. Because he's a very influential person. So what they did, they went to Al-A'sha and they said, they were there while he wanted to go and join Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina and became Muslim, declare his Islam. So in the way, they stop him and they said to him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He loves what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam calling people for. Theoretically, it makes perfect sense, everything in Islam. Tawheed and all those kind of things. Then they told him, Ya Aba Basir, تعرف هل تعلم أنه يحرم الزنا؟ قال ما لي فيه من إرب. You know that he's saying that adultery is haram. If you became Muslim, you cannot be, you know, having any girlfriends or woman or prostitute. You can't do that anymore. فقال, I don't care. Do you know that he says this haram? He said, I don't care. They mentioned several things. Then they told him, قال أتعلم أنه يحرم الخمر. Do you know that al-khamr is forbidden in Islam? If you became Muslim, you're not allowed to drink. قال أما هذه فإن في النفس منها لعلات. This is hard. You know, no drinking, that's going to be very tough. I need to think about that. فقال بعد ذلك فَقَالُوا مَا رَأْيُكَ. What do you think? You're still going to join his religion? He's going to take that away from you. Then he said, إِنِّي سَأَنْصَرِفْ فَأَتَوَارَى مِنْهَا عَامِ هَذَا. I will leave it for now, became Muslim. I don't want to accept Islam now. I will for a year try it. I'll stay away from Al-Khamr on my own for a year. If it works for me and I was able to survive, I'll become Muslim. And if this is something I can't live without, I'm not going to be Muslim. فَمَاتَ مِنْ عَامِهِ. He died in that year. He never accepted Islam. It's that love for the desire and the ignorance and the company. All these three together was the reason for this man not to be guided and to block himself from the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, and I think that the main thing that you should always watch, how much you're attached to the dunya versus to the akhirah. How much you think about the akhirah and how much you think about the dunya. Make sure that you listen to the advice. Make sure that you avoid dhulm, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيُضِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah misguide the zalim. Dhulm, transgression, is a terrible thing. It's one of the reasons for people not to see the truth and not to accept the truth. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these beautiful 10 days of the Hijjah to forgive our sins and to reward us and to bless us to continue enjoying this hidayah and to open our heart to know more and to do more. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us success on this life and next. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت اللهم اهدنا وارزقنا وعافنا وأكرمنا وأكرم نزلنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والمال والأهل والولد. وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد. اللهم إنا نسألك أن ترفع عن المكروبين وعن المرضى وعن المعسرين. اللهم يسر يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء. اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء. اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم اغفر لموتانا واشف مرضانا. اللهم أغن فقراءنا. اللهم اصرف عنا وعن أموالنا وعن أولادنا وعن أهلنا وعن ديورنا وعن دورنا وعن جاليتنا كل شر يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يسر وأعد. اللهم يسر وأعد. اللهم يسر وأعد لنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام فتح المساجد وحضور الناس لها. اللهم مكننا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام في أمن وأمان. يا حي يا قيوم أعظم أجر هؤلاء المعذورين عن الصلاة. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم أعظم أجورنا وأجورهم واغفر ذنوبنا وذنوبهم وارحمنا وارحمهم. يا حي يا قيوم احفظنا بحفظك وكلأنا برعايتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of us, to protect us and to protect our families, our wealth, our homes, our community, our society, and to bring relief to the world very soon. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His names and attributes to protect those who are in the first line, those who are protecting us, those who are serving us, those who are working so hard to make sure that this place is safe and our community, our society and our community at large is safe. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the strength to worship Him in a way these 10 days that it will please Him and it will be the reason for us to be among as-siddiqeen. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا. Just as usual, since this is a broadcast khutbah, as announcement, remember, please to donate online to the masjid and the donations link, you have it. You can go to the website, themasjid.org, make this as a habit every Friday, you do that. Okay, tonight, inshallah, at 7:30, our class with me will be in the book of Az-Zuhd wal-Wara, Youthful Knowledge with Sheikh Kamal, tomorrow, 7 p.m. every Saturday, and also every Sunday with Sister Rana Mamluk, 2 p.m., the journey with the Qur'an. Also, our weekly class with Sheikh Ibrahim, 7 p.m., Monday and Thursday. And it will be about the Quran and science, the history of Quran and Sunnah. Thank you very much. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us.